have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Thank you, Lord. Oh my soul, you've been so good. I gotta let the world know you took a broke down thug, scarred from sin. Wash me in your blood, now I'm new again. Now when people see me, they say they can't be Tom. But the old man's dead, the old man's gone. I done been passed on from death to life. I know that doesn't sound right, but I've been raised with Christ. And his yoke is easy and burden is light. I ain't looking back, don't wanna be like Lot's wife. I don't have to think twice, I'ma serve Yahweh with all my might, each and every day. In the life that I live by the Son of God, and he gave me the strength to rock hard. So I'm singing these chords, slaying demons while I'm steady saying thank you, Lord. Hey,
thank you, Lord. Oh my soul, you've been so good. I gotta let the world know, thank you, Lord, for saving me. You took away my sin when you hung on the tree. And thank you, Lord, thank you for real. That with you and by your stripes I was healed. Thank you, Lord, for the life that you've given. You died on the cross so that I could start living.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Praise God, hallelujah, this is what I do. Give up my life to be a servant, this is what I choose. The hood, the streets, the goals are really what I lose. And really, I don't lose, and for you, I got news. That old accuser, he defeated, got a Bible, better read it. When I was living in the dark, it was hard for me to see it. Now I'm anointed in his presence, I don't never want to leave it. Lord, I love you, I repeat it like my vocab show. Be afraid of dying if you die with no passport. Preach the gospel, rim, tell them how to save your role. Let them beat them, hang them on the cross. For my sins, yo, thank you for my life, for the shut and open door. Thank you for my wife and my kids, but that I know we know. I love the way he hold me close, fill me with his holy gold. That's me why I rep him like I do, Ruckers, I suppose.
Thank you, Lord. Oh my soul, you've been so good. I gotta let the world know. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. You took away my sin when you hung on the tree. And thank you, Lord, thank you for real. That with you and by your stripes I was healed. Thank you, Lord, for the life that you've given. You died on the cross so that I could start living.
When I think about the Lord and what he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. If I had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't even come close to giving you the praise you deserve. Yeshua, the Lord of hosts. Thank you, Lord. Oh my soul, you've been so good. I gotta let the world know. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. You took away my sin when you hung on a tree. And thank you, Lord, thank you for real. That with you and by your stripes I was healed. Thank you, Lord, for the life that you've given. You died on the cross so that I could start living.
Whoa, that was it, wasn't it? Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Boy, that right there got me. Welcome, welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. I tell you what, thank you, boy. Man, that was powerful right there. I was just bobbing my head and time almost, well, it almost got away from me. But I was able to snatch it back in the nick of time. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with Dre, and I am your boy, your host, DeAndre. And I tell you what, it has been such a week. It's been a long week, but here we are back here again. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. Matter of fact, I probably say it all the time, but I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time or the time before the last time. Or you know what? That last time that might have actually been the last time that I said is the last time. I'm so glad. So glad you took out just a small amount of your time to join me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, because I really did miss you guys. Let's get right into it. I have to read you the disclaimer because, quite simply, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you. I do this because I love you and I care about you and I'm a helper. I'm a giver. And so I'm going to give you good advice to help you become a better person. Why? Because it's what I do. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Everything's wrong with you. I'm just fine. I'm not crazy. Shut up. But I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank the woman, the visionary, Miss Kimberly Robinson. I tell you what, Elation Magazine has given me such a great platform in which I can use to help so many people, and I'm grateful for it. Elation Magazine, catch it, because it's growing bigger and bigger every day. All right? Here we go. Let's first segment. Again, I just want to help people. I really do, and I mean that. I like to spend my time figuring out ways to help people and pour into them so they can be better and do better. This next segment, or this first segment, is the church play too much, you know, with everything going on in the world. You know, they're saying this Delta variant is coming back. Ooh, Delta. Why couldn't it be Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Sigma, Omega? No, it's a Delta variant. They just had to give it a name. How come it can't be Leroy? How come it can't be Chandler? How come it can't be Donald? But they're saying this Delta variant is more powerful than ever. Wow. They say, you know what? You better get vaccinated. It's coming. It's going to take care. We need God, folks. We need the church to stand up. Let's stand fast. But the church played too much. The numbers in the church have declined since the pandemic, and they haven't started to incline. And it's not just the in-person services. It's just people participating even if it's streaming live. You know why? Because the church played too much. And that's why this segment is called The Church Played Too Much. Stop playing, church. Get out here and help these people. Do what God has called you to do. Stand in the gap. Don't stand there laughing between your gap teeth. Here it is. The church played too much. You might go to a church that's playing too much. Could be a family member. Could be a friend. Could be a coworker. Could be a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store. It's a park of somebody you're passing as you're walking on this beautiful, hot, and muggy day, sweating like a Coke bottle at a picnic. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that, hey, you're going to a church to play too much. Tell them to quit playing with you like that. Here we go. If you don't recognize any of the churches that you know or have been to or heard of, that's because they're all in your church. And you know what? You playing too much by going there. If you don't get up out of there and go to a church where your spirit's been fed, here we go. The church plays too much. You're welcome. Number one, the church plays too much. A $10 chicken dinner consists of 4 chicken nuggets and a spoonful of macaroni and cheese for $10. I know tithing is hard. I know tithing. I know donations. Everything is there. But if I give you $10 for a chicken dinner, and I raise that aluminum foil and pull it back, and I see 4 chicken nuggets and a spoonful of macaroni and cheese, I'm not playing. I'm going to hurt somebody. I'm going to slap somebody in the church. And I'm honest about it. The church plays too much. Quit playing. The church plays too much, number two. Look here. The pastor's selling his prescription marijuana. I don't understand that. Look here, pastor. First of all, we're the pastor. You can't have cataracts. How can you have cataracts and you're the pastor? That means you ain't praying for God to heal your cataract. How can I trust you to pray for me for God to heal my ailments if you ain't even praying for yourself for God to heal your ailments? Quit playing, pastor. Quit selling your prescription marijuana. And why do you need prescription marijuana? The church plays too much. Number three, the church plays too much. Why do you got metal detectors at the front door? Huh? So they don't want no change coming in the church. Wait a minute. It ain't for guns, it ain't for knives, it ain't for weapons. You're trying to keep change out of the church. Wow. The church played too much. Number four, the church played too much. The pastor preaching in the pulpit in yoga pants. I don't understand. I'm not gonna sit there and watch your pumps in the butt. I'm not. I can't focus on the word. I can't focus on the word because I'm too busy trying to keep my eye off your sword. What plan? The church played too much. Number five, the church played too much. Why the tambourine player wants their own microphone? Wait a minute. First of all, technically, you're not even in the choir. You're not part of the praise team. You're definitely not part of the band. You know what? Who have the gall and the unmitigated gall and the audacity to come up to the pastor and say, you know what, I'm a classically trained tambourine player and I deserve to be paid and compensated for my playing. Right? You classically trained tambourine player? You know what? The church played too much. Number six, the church played too much. Communion Sunday is invite only. You know what? Yeah. So you just, it ain't for everybody. It's just invite only. So not anybody, not just anybody can have some body and blood. It's invite only. The church played too much. Number seven, the church played too much. Why the church got a VIP section that costs extra to sit in? Huh? The church played too much. Number eight, the church played too much. Why does church band pick you up for free but charge you to take you back home? See, y'all ain't going to hold me hostage. Make the people walk back. They ain't got no money to make them walk back home. You don't know how. Okay, it's your hire. The church played too much. Number nine, the church played too much. The pastor in the pulpit getting a massage while he's waiting to deliver the word of God. I don't understand that. That don't make no sense to me. You on the massage table getting a back rub and massage. So you getting primed and primed. You know what? Deliver the word of God. The church, stop it. Probably number 10. The church played too much. Why are they charging you for praying? They got why are they charging you to pray for you? Huh? So if I ain't got no money, you ain't going to pray for me. You know what? See, that's why the numbers is that. The church played too much. The church is, more than anything and anybody, the church has been exposed through this pandemic because the church played too much. You're welcome. You know what? This next segment, and just going right along, it's a segment. It's not really inspired by anything other than this heat. It's hot. They're talking about there are record high temperatures all across America. Record high. It's just so hot. And it's so hot that it just changes your way of thinking, your way of living. You got to do things different. So this heat's dangerous. These wildfires, I'm telling you, it's so hot. And that's why this segment is called You Know It's Hot. You know it's hot when certain things happen, when you see certain things, when you feel a certain type of heat or it makes you feel a certain type of way. It's just too hot. So that's why this segment, again, is You Know It's Hot. You don't need a brick to fall on your head to know it's hot. You just need to experience some of these things. Here it is. You know it's hot. Number one. Now look here. You know it's hot. If a mugger snatches your purse and just turns and walk away, talking about man who has the world, you know it's hot. You know it's hot. This man just snatched your purse. Almost tore your doggone arm off and just turns and start walking away. It's too hot. Well, he's trying to kill himself. He's trying to get a little loop. This is too hot. Number two, you know it's hot. Women, when your wig starts smoking, come on now. Come on now. You outside, and all of a sudden, something burning. Something burning in the sink. And you look up, and it's your head. Your brain about to boil over. Come on now. It's just too hot. Number three, you know it's hot. You go to the Dairy Queen drive-thru and order ice cream, and it actually melts while they handed it out the window to you. It's too hot. I know it's too hot. I wonder when they give your money back. Because it's no longer ice cream. But to their defense, it is a milkshake. But it's just too hot. Number four, you know it's hot. You're outside walking, and your pants look like you done peed all over yourself. Come on now. Come on. Come on. You just sweat because you burn it up. But people actually think your diaper's leaking. Come on now. Come on. This is too hot. Number five, you know it's hot. When your haters ain't throwing shade, they keeping it for themselves. You know it's hot. Now, come on. Yeah. Number five, I'm going to say it again. You know it's hot when your haters ain't throwing shade. They keeping it for themselves. Come on now. You know it's hot. Number six, you know it's hot. The devil wait till you get up under the air conditioner to start messing with you. Oh, Lord. Is it too hot? Number seven, you know it's hot. Women, your support holes just collapse. You know what, women, if your support holes didn't just faint from heat exhaustion, it's too hot. Either that or you got some cheap pantyhose on. Anyway, number eight, you know it's hot. If you got a plastic leg that melted, come on now. If your plastic artificial leg has melted, it more likely it's affecting the way you stand and it's affecting your posture. Once you get into some shade, it's too hot. Number nine, you know it's hot. If your glass eye breaks, come on now. It's just, you know, what you got to do is you got to keep your eyelid slightly closed so don't as much heat and sun get to your glass eye so it don't break, okay? Shade your glass eye with your eyelid because it's just too hot. And finally, you know it's hot. Oh, Lord Jesus. If this don't tell you it's hot, won't nothing tell you it's hot. Number 10, you know it's hot. When black mamas are handing out IOUs to their kids for future beatings. Come on now. If a black mama says it's too hot to whoop their bad child, you know what? It's just too hot. You know it's hot. If your mama giving you an IOU for a later date to beat you because it's just too hot to beat you. You know it's hot. Again, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing this for y'all because y'all got problems and y'all need help. And I just don't want y'all to go without the knowledge you need to be better. Again, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing this for y'all because, again, I love you and I care about you. And I really want you to know that I'm in it for you. All right. This next segment, I'll tell you what, is a segment I like to call my "What You Thinking" segment, because you got to this segment right here. Well, it's actually called "What I'm Saying Versus What I'm Thinking," because you know what, we say things at times to people. And we may say one thing, but we mean something slightly different. We're trying to be nice and trying to use tact. But sometimes we need to use less tact and use more honesty. So this segment, of course, is what I'm saying versus what I'm thinking. Number one, what I'm saying is this. Call me if you need anything. What I'm thinking is, don't let me forget to turn my phone off. Yeah, what I'm saying versus what I'm thinking. Number two, what I'm saying is this. Ooh, girl, that dress looks good on you. what I'm thinking is, it looked better on the store mannequin. See, what I'm saying versus what I'm thinking. Number three, what I'm saying is this. Ooh, girl, where did you get that? Where did you get your hair done? What I'm thinking is, so I know where not to go. See, what I'm saying versus what I'm thinking. Number four, what I'm saying is, yeah, I don't mind watching your kids. What I'm thinking is, as long as it's over your house, not mine. Because they ain't finna tear up my good stuff. This is good rental center furniture. Number five, what I'm saying is this. I was just playing around. I would never sleep with your wife. Man, come on. What I'm thinking is this. Because as soon as we are done, I would get up, get dressed, and go home and go to sleep. I prefer my own bed. And that's where I'm most comfortable. Number six, what I'm saying is this. Look at that money I lent you. Just give it back to me whenever you can. What I'm thinking is, as long as you can give it back to me by Friday. Number seven, what I'm saying is this. I don't care if people are talking about me. What I'm thinking is, you think they're talking about me? I hope not. What? Come on, man. Y'all know that's not. Y'all know that. I'm going to meet that number seven again. What I'm saying is this. I don't care. Whatever. I don't care if people talking about me. But what I'm thinking is this. You think they're talking about me? You think so? I hope they ain't talking about me. Again, I just, you know what? I just want to help people. That's all I want to do with my time. Finally, we come up to the church announcements. And, of course, I invite you to please join us as we worship, because we trying to experience the good news of the gospel. It's good news. Jesus is coming back soon. We don't know the time, the day, nor the hour, but he's coming back. You know I know he's coming back? Because he left a wallet. That's a little Jesus joke, anyway. Anyway, I invite you to join us as we worship in the sanctuary or as we stream live. For we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. You know, I like to be in church announcements because I want to make sure that the church is on one accord. That everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. Okay? Everybody's on the same page. There's no saint left. I like to do it for individuals that were not able to attend the service in the sanctuary or don't have access to the internet, so they were unable to watch us as we stream. For the sick, did, and the shedding of things. Also, I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been in the sanctuary in attendance, may have been watching as we stream, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were so busy focusing on other things that they had no business focusing on. Let me tell you something. Yes, yes, yes. I wear a hairpiece. And sometimes when on a day like this, on a Sunday like this, when it's hot, I sweat a little more. And the hairpiece tends to slide to the right or the left. It, sometimes my hairpiece, when it gets hot and my head gets all greasy and oily and slippery, my hairpiece does the cha-cha slide. But look here. You ain't got to look and laugh. Don't focus on my hair. You focus on the word of God. That's your problem, folks. Y'all looking at me. You're not looking to the heels from which cometh your hair. You're looking to my head from which cometh your laughter. Get me some Gorilla Glue. I'll put a stop to that. Anyway, announcement number one. Sister Clara wants to be called Mother Clara so bad that she's trying to get pregnant. How stupid is that? How stupid is that? Pray for Sister Clara. Announcement number two. We will no longer continue the church battle rap competition because the motherboard and the deacon board won't quit fighting. I don't make no doggone sense. It's just words, y'all. It's, you ever heard of that? And that's somewhere in the Bible. I think it's Old Testament. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's the gospel. I don't make no doggone sense. It's just words. Anyway, so we will no longer be continuing the church battle rap competition because folks don't know all that. They're getting in their feelings. Announcement number three, Mother Pearline, let me tell you this, gumbo ain't got gum in it. I'm going to say it again. Mother Pearline, gumbo ain't got gum in it. That's a whole church smelling like beans and Big Red. That don't make no doggone sense. Finally, we come to the part, oh, wait a minute, but side note, this is not an announcement, this is more of a warning. Y'all better stay out of my black and miles. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to not looking forward to. It is the announcement of the building fund. I told y'all about the building fund. Y'all know, this building fund offers so much. A little bit of everything. Humor, drama, horror, adventure. But most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, the number of fights in the church. First of all, let me see this. The building fund ain't got nothing to do with me fighting in the church. I fight in the church because I don't like half of the church members. That's why I fight, and I know I'm a good fighter. And I know I can whoop anybody in this church because I'm in better shape than anybody in the church. I'm younger than just about everybody in the church. And I got a real street thuggery to myself. Yeah, the pastor ain't always been a polar pit. The pastor been in the prison too. Okay, and I'm a thug. That's why I like to fight in the church, because I know I can win. If there was somebody that joined this church where I didn't think I could beat them, I would quit fighting. But until somebody joined this church where I don't think I can beat them, I'm going to keep fighting y'all and keep beating y'all. Show this. That's nothing to do with some doggone building fund. I just don't like most of you. The building fund is just the icing on the proverbial cake. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. Now, like I always like to do, I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. So after all, here's a bow to our eyes closed, and let's, of course, you're blind. And it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Which way? That way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Wherever you don't feel good at, fool. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we can ever love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us, wrapping your arms around us, holding us close to your bosom. And we will be mindful to continue to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. Now you all have a great rest of your Sunday. Have a great week. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a special week for you. I just believe it. I just believe it for you. Yes, yes, yes. You all be great. Be wonderful. Now I love you. And there's nothing you can do to stop my love. You try to stop my love, I'm telling you, I hurt you because my love is a roughneck. I got roughneck love. So this is gritty and it's grinding. It'll hurt you, but it's also happy. Until the next time will be the definitely best time. You guys take care. I will see you next Sunday with more Nuts, with more Dre, because I'm a little hungry, so I'm going to eat me a little bite, put on just a little bit of weight. You guys be blessed and not stressed. Take care. Good night.
For just as a body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead.
Hustle for the Lord, strong in any weather, cause we in one accord. Hustle for the Lord, yelling, telling whosoever better come to the Lord. Hustle for the Lord. Hustle for the Lord. Hustle.
hustle for the Lord, we hustle for the Lord, we hustle for the Lord.
My troubles underneath my heel. I got a testimony. I came from testimony. They think I missed the man I was. Are you mistaken, homie? I'm hustling for the Lord. Do it like it's no tomorrow. I walk with Jesus. He the leader. We on one accord. I'm speaking light into the darkness. Watch the mountains move. I got my anchor dropped in favor. Watch what Jesus do. And between me and you, there's none greater. So many claim anything, but none savior. Why waste your life on what's unguaranteed? Just forever. I ain't gonna tell you what you want, but what you need, which is better. Searching for answers, where you looking? It's within them letters. I'm about my father's business. My hustle's in tremendous.
Hustle and hustle and hustle, hustle for the Lord. Strong in any weather, cause we in one accord. Hustle and hustle and hustle and hustle for the Lord. Yelling, telling whosoever better come to the Lord. Hustle and hustle and hustle and hustle for the Lord. Hustle and hustle and hustle for the Lord. Hustle and hustle and hustle for the Lord. We hustle for the Lord. We hustle for the Lord.
Me better than been to myself. Half my life I hustled and ran the street with God on the shelf. Know many times I should have been dead doing life up in jail, but the Lord had mercy and he waited patiently till I cried out for help. Blows my mind every time I think about how good that he's been. He reached down to the ground, turned me around from a life filled with sin. Can't begin to praise him and thank him enough for mercy and grace. Sent his son Jesus of Nazareth to die in my place. I can't wait to see his face. I'm gonna fall at his feet. Every knee's gonna bow, tongue confess. Are you ready to meet the Lord and Lord, the King of King Yeshua, HaMashiach? If you die without the saving, man, I wouldn't wanna be you. Got my brothers here with me, rainbow word in the ghost. We gonna reach and teach and preach Jesus from coast to coast. Yeah, we hope in the Lord, in one accord, never stressing the struggling. On this mic and hype all day and night for the Lord, we straight hustling.
Hustling, hustling, hustle, hustle for the Lord. Strong in any weather, cause we in one accord. Hustling, 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 hustle for the Lord. Yelling, telling whosoever better come to the Lord. Hustling, 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 hustle for the Lord. Hustling, hustling.